To Backyard and Beyond. And we have two guests with us today, Frank and Kim Spillers, who are with Global Horizons. Good morning to each of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And we want to start with Kim talking about actually a series going on called Community Conversations, and they're held at the library. So when, and I've said where, but when and time?
We have we held the first conversation last night. It is a collaborative project between Global Horizons and our local Atlantic Library, and it's actually part of a larger national effort to get deliberative dialogue taking place all across the country so that citizens can be involved again in decision-making. How does our democracy work? So last night's conversation was on mental health, and then we'll have four more in November, and then we'll go into 2018.
Okay, and time for those?
5:30 to 8:30. And before people just absolutely lose the three-hour, oh my goodness, I can't handle 3 hours worth of conversation, you'd be amazed how quickly it goes by. And people stuck around after we finished at 8:30 last night. People stuck around for another 15 minutes because the conversation is so rich and so nourishing.
Well, I think people who come are interested in the topic that you are going to be talking about. And so obviously they do have some things they want to say and hear other people's opinions. Or at least that's part of this conversation, is sharing and listening. So Frank, tell us, how does this go? How does this community conversation go?
Well, community conversations are a broader piece. It's all about deliberative dialogue. It is a value-based conversation about what people, it's really not about the what they think, it's why they think what they think. And it's getting down to there, you know, in coffee shops and across kitchen tables, we all talk about the topic, and we talk about how we feel about the topic, but we don't talk about why we feel the way we do. And so these conversations bring out stories. We had tears last night because of family members that do have some mental illness. It came out last night that the whole population has mental illness. It's just, how do we handle our circumstances within our life, and how is the support for these circumstances, and for people that need the support, how do they come about? So these dialogues over a whole range of topics are more about deliberative dialogue, deliberative conversations, getting to value-based. What we say is we talk through the issue, we don't just talk about the issue.
And is that difficult for people to, because they're not used to talking about why, is that difficult for people, or how do you get people to that point?
It is, and that's why the library is so important as this partner. Is the library is a neutral convener. It's a neutral spot where people know there's not an agenda, that it's a open space to where people hopefully can feel safe. And that's the environment that we set for the dialogue, is that where people come in, we sit in a circle, we get away all the barriers. I mean, you sit in a chair in a circle. You don't have tables in front of you. You don't have anything in front of you. And that opens up the conversation, and that opens up it really opens up a lot of trust issues to where people can feel safe. It does take a while, but the way that we open up the conversation is, tell me a story about the issue that we're talking about. Last night was mental health. Tell me a story about how mental health has affected you. And it's through the stories that people's values come out, and then you get that understanding around the conversation around from the other people that start to understand why that person holds the values that they hold.
Mm-hmm. So Kim, last night, as you said, it was mental health. The topics coming up, you can give those, but I also want to know how you selected those topics. So if you can mention the topics and how they were selected.
Absolutely. These are selected by people in Cass County. We had 10 different cups at the library booth at the fair, at the Cass County Fair, and the top five vote getters, when they voted with their beans, mental health was the top issue. 92 people who went by the booth and chose to vote thought that that was the first issue that we needed to discuss. So the five conversations are in descending order of votes. And so the next November 6th conversation is going to be on health care and wellness. And it's important to know that the people who are experts are the people who are sitting in the circle, because policies or money funding, that's how people's lives are affected. The choices that are made by people who make decisions affect people's lives. This is a way to bottom up information to elected officials. We were really grateful Senator Shipley was the only elected official who attended last night, and he has just been a champion for mental health in Southwest Iowa, and we are very grateful that he was there, and he connected with some new information specifically about our Cass County Center and our hospital and what its future might hold. And so we were very grateful for that opportunity.
Mm-hmm. I think most of our elected officials say that they want to hear what people have to say and do make an attempt to get out. So here's one more place for elected officials to come and hear what people are saying and not have to do a speech themselves, but listen to what people are saying.
And, right, and that's an important point. That's an important point, because this isn't like a town hall meeting. It's not like a public hearing to where the elected officials, you know, sit up in front and then they have the edicts over the crowd or not. This is their part of the conversation. They sit within the circle and listen to, and the best thing an elected official can do is not say a word and just listen to what the values of the people hold.
Unless they have a clarifying point, because, you know, they've got, their reel is going in their head, you know, trying to figure out how do I connect these dots between what I'm hearing and what I know.
And probably have some insight where there are problems, where there are challenges, where things aren't happening the way people would like to have them happen. Maybe there are some very good reasons that we don't know, and so they can, we may not agree with those good reasons, but at least give that background.
And the thing that we want to make sure to get across for elected officials is you're not going to get yelled at. If that's a concern that you're going to hear from people, that's not the way these conversations take place.
Okay. So in your whole experience, because you've done hundreds of these, have you ever had asked anybody to leave?
We have, actually. When we did, back in 2001, we did a series of 10 conversations about what should Iowa do about immigration. And we held those 10 conversations across the state. And about the time that those conversations were taking place, 9/11 happened. And so we had people coming in, bussed in, actually, from Minnesota, throwing pictures on the table of the planes hitting the Twin Towers, saying, you know, this is what immigration's doing to the country. And on some of those, there's contention. I actually had to stand up in the group and put my arms out between two people so they would stop arguing with each other. And then at one point in time, we gave the ground rules, and one person said, I can't live by these ground rules, and they left. We have told the press, actually, that they cannot film or quote, because what these conversations do to uphold the trust of the people to get really the values of what they is, or what they is, what they what is deep within them, that people have to trust that they won't be quoted. And so there is an agreement with the press. They can attend, but they cannot attribute who said what. And the conversations are completely reported anonymously. We're going to record. And when we record, we write them on flip chart papers, and then we give these reports to elected officials and decision makers so they know what the values are and we can start working on those. So, okay. Yeah, we have asked people to leave.
So people should feel safe coming to these.
Absolutely, they should. And then the information from last night's report will be going to the Kettering Foundation, who works with the National Issues Forum, and they're actually building out a new mental health issue book. And so last night's conversation is going to be part of that national conversation.
Okay, so Kim, you mentioned November 6th is the next conversation on healthcare and wellness. Then we move to 2018.
We do! Yes, we do!
Happy New Year!
That's right, yeah.
So January 29 is school survival. March 5th is jobs and entrepreneurship and small business. And April 2nd is food security. And I know you'll be putting that information out, reminding folks that these conversations are going on. So if people wanted more information, can they contact Global Horizons?
They can at either frank@ghorizons.com or kim@ghorizons.com.
So they may want more information about this deliberative dialogue or the community conversations, the topics, the dates. So be sure to kind of keep in touch, and we will be seeing some reports follow up, as you say, anonymously as to what went on.
Right. You'll be getting a report of what was there. We're all about changing the culture. We need to start changing culture to where people build civility.
Okay. I think it's something for all of us to learn.
And live out.
Yes, absolutely. Very good. So we want to thank you very much, Kim and Frank Spillers of Global Horizons, for being here this morning.
Well, we want to thank you, LaVon, and also KJN. You guys have been very much of a great partner.
Good. So here's something to think about. Annie DeFranco said, I know there's strength in the differences between us. I know there is comfort where we overlap.